Where'd you meet your best friend in life? Let's answer that question. Give us a call.
602-805-0101.
Where did you meet your best friend in life? This stems from JD hanging out with his beautiful mom this weekend in the Bay Area. Not only to hang out with your mom, but she has a new soulmate, new best friend that literally she just met this past year, right?
It was within the last year and a half, yeah.
Okay.
And so I flew home specifically for this reason because she won't stop talking about this new best friend of hers that she met on a plane. I guess they were both coming back. They met in San Diego on a Southwest flight and they were coming back. And I guess they were both reading the same book. They were sitting next to each other and both reading the same book. Like, what are the odds of that?
Mm-hmm. Very high.
Very high. So she looks over. Do you guys want to know what the book was, by
yes.
the way?
Sure.
It's called Wild Mercy by Miribai Starr. No idea what it's about. I don't know. Maybe we can call her and ask what the hell that book is about. But if you saw somebody on the plane reading the same book, you're going to say something.
Yeah.
So she leaned over and I guess they struck up a conversation and were talking the entire flight. Now, just some context. My mom is not the kind of person, at least back in the day, where she would want to talk to anyone next to her. She'd be like falling asleep on a plane, whatever. It's very uncomfortable when you do that. And so they just struck up a conversation. We're talking the whole time. And then the girl that she met on the plane contacted her a few days after and was like, let's meet for lunch. So it's like, you know, you have that small talk there, but
yeah.
you really wonder if you're going to go the next level of like, oh, okay, let's see if this person is my friend. And they've been best friends ever since.
Now, are they best friends or does this girl have an attraction to your mom and your mom has no idea that they're dating?
That'd be a plot twist.
No, she's married. My mom is married. So it is not that.
Lavender wedding.
No, not lavender.
Lavender relationship.
Wedding, no.
That'd be crazy.
Plot twist.
Yeah, and I wanted to know more. So, you know, I had a dinner with her, and she is a therapist, and she is a lovely person, and they have deep conversations, and my mom wouldn't stop talking about her. It's
really?
So cute. Yeah.
Are they around the same age?
Yeah, I think she is maybe 6 or 7. Oh, God.
Six.
Yeah, nope, you get
it. It's dead. It's dead.
Years younger.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're both kind of going through the same things right now in life. I think her daughters, one of the daughters just left for college, and, you know, so Val is her name. Mm-hmm. She, I guess, was, you know, reminiscing about being an empty nester and stuff like that. So they both kind of bond on these unique levels.
That's crazy. Well, how many best friends do you have? You're, like, annoying. Didn't I ask you that question before?
You
had, like, 3 or 4 people.
I am one of those people that has a lot of, quote-unquote, best friends. I have 2 main best friends. But, yes, there are multiple best friends.
Man law. There's a man law. You have one best friend. Okay. You have one best friend, JD.
Yeah.
Call it out. Who's your best friend?
Jay. Yes, he lives in Mississippi.
Oh, we met Jay.
Yes, you met Jay during the Waste Management Open.
And how did you meet Jay?
We just met. He lived up the street from me, and we went to school together.
Oh, okay.
Nothing like fun, like meeting on a plane.
Oh, that, I mean, yeah, but that makes sense with someone you met. You grew up with him.
We grew up together, yes.
Sienna, so annoying. I almost give a pass for women, because women, y'all have like 4 or 5 best friends. There should be a new law. You know, forget fixing the roads of Phoenix. We need a petition for a law. Like, you can call out one best friend. That's
it. I agree, because you guys are like, oh, she was my best friend. I never thought she would do that.
And
you mocking. You have 10 of them.
I know. Yeah. You're the same thing.
None of them do that to me.
But then when you ask the question, you're like, who's your best friend? You don't say who your best friends. Who's your best friend? Sienna, come on. Who's your best friend?
My best friend is Gabriella.
Love Gabs.
Yeah, we've known each other for 15 years now. And it was funny because we met in high school. I was a freshman. She was a sophomore. And the first time I met her, we were going to Disneyland for like a cheer competition. And I was silent. I was so shy at the time. Didn't talk to her the entire time, even though I was in the same car as her. And then I think a year or two later, since we were on cheer together, we just became best friends. She was the first one to drive in my friend group. So I was like, I'm hopping in that car.
Hey.
And then we just became best friends.
Was on a bus going on a field trip to a cheer competition. They were reading the same book.
Yeah.
And
we're reading The Fault in Our Stars.
Right.
Hey, I remember that one.
Yeah, that was really big when I was in high school.
I'm going to share with you my story coming up next, how I met my best friend, White Boy Zach.
Hey.
Oh, Lord.
I literally go out, people asking, where's White Boy Zach at, man? This guy is hilarious. I've met him probably 20 years ago. I'll let you know the crazy way I met White Boy Zach, who hopefully is sober this morning. But we'd love to hear from you.
602-805-0101.
Where'd you meet your best friend? What's your story looking like so far? On a plane, cheer competition, and I don't think it's going to be a surprise. I met Zach at a bar.
There you go.
No way.
On brand.
Sharing my bar white boy Zach story up next. Hold on, y'all.